joyful manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. I've been having a really good time manifesting whatever I want into my life happily, joyfully. And that's what joyful manifestation is about. It's about being happy, being successful, and having good things happen for you, to you. Basically, really happy adventures, really happy experiences, a good life, a comfortable life, a luxurious life, a joyful life. Everything that money can buy for you, everything that love can do for you. It's about thinking that you're lucky, that good things will happen to you and for you. It's about knowing that this world is filled with opportunities, and these opportunities are coming your way. It's not about feeling sad or feeling unhappy and thinking that life is not going to work out for you, but it is to know that you are the creator and you get to create your experiences with the thoughts that you have, with the belief systems that you have set up, and not letting anything bring you down and stop you from getting whatever you want in your life. There are many people who just don't have the good luck of being winners, of getting whatever they want in life, of being satisfied with the results produced, manifested. Everything is manifestation and lies in a state of unmanifest before it is manifested. Basically, before it is manifested into life, it is a potential. It lies in the form or exists in the form of a potential for you to experience. And then you bring that potential into physical form. People try to bring you down. They will say all kinds of things. That's their job, say those things. It's their job to try to make you less than who you are. If you are fantastically good looking and you need to have a fantastic career, but you see all kinds of undeserving people around you, we're talking from the perspective of this person, say fictitious Tom, who is fantastically good looking. From his perspective, you're talking from his perspective, not that we're calling anybody undeserving. So from his perspective, he's fantastically good looking, but he sees people who are undeserving make it in life. In his mind, they don't have what he has, but still they're making it. Well, fictitious Tom, maybe it's because it's a reality that's being set by different people, by the society, that somebody really good looking and gorgeous is not making it, and somebody who is the exact opposite is making it. Maybe society has set it up that way so that a lot of undeserving people are making it. That's how it is. Again, undeserving people, they're fine in their own existence, but we're talking of undeserving people making it because that's how society has set it up. And that's how a new definition of what is wanted in terms of beauty have been created. So the undeserving person is being appreciated rather than somebody who is classically beautiful, who is a prince and should be appreciated. Don't feel bad about that, because all you have to do is to change your perspective and to allow joyful manifestation to work wonders for you. No need to wonder anymore why undeserving people are making it. Remember, it's a certain reality where undeserving people are being enabled to make it, whereas someone who's fantastic is having a problem. We turn everything around, use the joyful manifestation process, and we help someone become completely successful and recognize really the way he should have been recognized instead of all the other opposite realities happening. It is a process that works. It is a process that put into action and incorporated in your life is going to work for you. Another way to explain what I just said was, let's say you have fictitious Jane and she is applying for a job. Now, fictitious Jane is really brilliant. She has the experience. She is brilliant. She is very faithful, very hardworking, and does wonderfully well for anyone that she would work for. She is an experienced person whose talent just needs to be recognized. Now, whether experienced or not, let's say she's talented and she would bring her best to any job. However, wherever she applies, she sees XYZ undeserving people making it. Wonder is, why is it that everybody else is getting a job? All of these undeserving people. Here I am. I'm talented. I'm really good. Why is it that I am not getting this? Well, it's because there is a reality going on of all of the undeserving people getting these positions. It's a reality. The first thing to do is to not buy into that reality. It has been created by society. It has been created by everybody around, whoever's playing roles in this drama and giving all of these undeserving people opportunities. Whereas here, fictitious Jane, who is really talented, should be getting that job. What do you think she should do? She should use a joyful manifestation process. But in the first step is to stop buying into this reality. Don't buy tickets for the show that you don't want to watch. Don't buy into this reality. That's the first step of being successful. Joyful manifestation is about being in joyful energy. In the energy of joy, a lot of good things can happen. However, if the energy is full of conflict, the result is conflict. Joy creates joy, conflict creates conflict. To expect an output different from what is put in is unrealistic, unless there's a transformation, of course. If somebody says, I live in a war zone and I'm expecting peace, to be safe, basically, that's going to be a little difficult. The chances of being in conflict is always there. You can get away from the conflict and create a peaceful atmosphere, yes, but the aura or the energy of the person will want to go back to conflict because of what they think is justified, rights and wrongs, the right and wrong of it. If someone is in the energy of conflict, manages to get out of it, and then decides to pursue conflict and resolution of conflict as a path, what happens is, even though the person is engaged in resolving conflicts, more conflicts are attracted because there is conflict energy that this person seeks and looks for. There is this process of calling it onto oneself, calling it onto oneself. Even if The desire is to transform conflict energy, but there is a constant calling of it to oneself with sometimes severe repercussions, consequences. Somebody who keeps calling conflict onto themselves, even for the purpose of resolving it with the same person or resolving the same situation. That's different from leaving the situation and going into a non-conflict place, because there's an immediate change, correct? There's a change of atmosphere. If you remember, we spoke about energy levels. And in energy levels, you go from a bad energy into a good energy, a bad energy corridor into a good energy corridor. And thereby, you can experience an immediate transformation and change, because the good energy corridor contains all of these great things, amazing things, happy things, abundance, material happiness, spiritual happiness, love, affection, passion, all of these good things. That's possible, but to constantly stay in that conflict and to keep resolving it is just throwing in a lot of good money after bad money. People need to be in the energy of joyful manifestation in order to attract more joy. You see, joyful manifestation is a choice. However, it's also a must if you think about it, because if you don't use a joyful manifestation process, what other processes are being used? Well, the process of negotiating and constantly hitting one's head on the wall, so to speak, can create problems, more and more problems. And seeking the energy of joy and joyful manifestation, creating joyful experiences simply because one has stepped into an alternate universe of joy, where reality, the reality reflected, is what one would really want, rather than keep on banging one's head on the same wall, hoping that things are going to change. And for that, one needs great amount of power. Now, the one thing that people need to remember, if you go and try to resolve negative energy and use all your power to resolve negativity, what happens is, just remember, there is a vast source of negativity out there. There are a lot of people who think negatively, who act negatively, who prefer to be in poverty, who subconsciously prefer to live in poverty and to experience this hardship. As one tries to butt one's head against all of this negativity, the sources of negativity are so vast. You're so vast. Negativity aims straight for the gut. It aims straight. It's hard. It's gotta take a fist, hit it against something. That's the force, and even greater. Now, if you seek joy and joyful manifestation, the energy is softer, it's silkier, it's seductive and sweet. That's the energy that one literally has to take one's leg and put that leg into the energy of joyful manifestation in order to be able to manifest joyful incidents, joyful events, and joyful situations. And of course, joyful people who live in abundance, who think of abundance or happy, and who wish to spread abundance, because they come from source. They come from source that knows that everything is ultimately about abundance and joy, wealth, richness, and love. Of course, let's not forget passion, fantastic and wonderful passion. We're stepping into money manifestation now, work and career. Be taking a short break, coming back soon. In the meantime, you can listen to Pink Floyd's music. Hear the sound of money. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back for your Into Money Manifestation Now, Work and Career. You are listening to Pink Floyd's Money. Did you hear the sound of money? It is nice to hear the sound of money. Of course, you can hear the sound of a stream, water trickling, sound of leaves rustling, birds chirping. It's amazing. All of this is wonderful, wonderful sounds, sweet music to the ear. And even the sounds of nature calling to us, the peacock, kittens, all the sounds are wonderful, very sweet music to the ears. Have you been listening for the sound of money? Money manifestation means developing the eye and the ear for money. Your sense is being sharpened to hear the sounds of money. When you go to a casino, listen to the sounds of the slot machines. They have special music. They have special sounds. Have you noticed the faces, the excited faces of people playing there when they hit a jackpot? Or even if they just make a little bit of money. The sound, there's a special sound. Ding, 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 ding. Okay. So that's the sound of money. That's what the slot machines do. And they feel happy. You should just watch their faces. I live in Las Vegas. I have the opportunity of watching this a lot. I personally don't gamble more than $5 or $10 a year, only because I live in Vegas and I love making money through my career. I love making money through the work that I do. But I do have the opportunity to watch the faces of people playing, and when they win, you're so excited because there's a sound going on. Ding, 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 ding. And money is literally being counted, given out by the machines. It's the sound of money. And as you have the sound of various nature, elements of nature, even the bees when they're buzzing around, or the woodpecker, many of the birds, rustling of the leaves, a gentle breeze, rain falling. It is the feeling of all of these things happening. I can sense rain. It's not that I'm a weather forecaster and that I know rain is going to come. The way I do it is I feel as if there is rain falling. And my parents tell me, oh my God, there's rain coming. And it just happens a few minutes later or a few hours later, it happens. So you can literally feel rain into existence. Feel it. Feel the sensation. Feel how good it feels. Think about how good it feels. No, feel how good it feels when there is rain falling. And you will have rain falling. Literally, you will have rain. Because it's manifestation that is happening. We're not going to prayers. Oh God, please let it rain. I'm not saying prayers are bad. I love prayers. Prayers are great. However, when you imagine things into existence, when you feel things into existence, it literally happens. And feeling money into existence, hearing the sound of money into existence, how well can you do that? If you're able to do that, you will experience it again and again. Notes, counting money. How fast are you at counting money? Is it like, okay, that's a dollar, that's $10, that's another dollar. Are you going at that speed? Or can you literally take a bundle of cash and just with your fingers go through it quickly and you've counted it quickly? So how good are you at listening for the sounds of money? Whatever you tune into, that's what you're going to get more of. Literally, your tuning mechanism should be really good. You should be able to listen for the sound of money and tune into it. And as you get better and better at it, you will hear the sounds of money. And then there is that part where you're hearing the sounds of money, not for others, but you're hearing it for yourself. And that's when you know you are a fantastic money manifester. You need to be able to think of money and there it appears. If you're thinking of all kinds of other things, that's what you're going to be getting. You know that. If you're thinking of X and you're thinking of Y and you're thinking of Z, and let's say you're thinking a lot about Z, you're going to get a lot of Z in your life because Z is being called by you. Then if you're thinking of Z and you keep getting Z a lot, cannot blame the universe for not giving you enough money because, hey, you're not thinking of money. You're thinking of Z, X, Y, and Z. There's a lot of Z happening, basically. And then in the realm of money, if you're thinking of the absence of money rather than the presence of money, what fictitious Jane is going to get is a lot of absence of money and not the presence of money. Absence of money is like a vacuum. It's a blank. It's nothingness. It's non-existent. Fictitious Jane is feeling non-existence, emptiness, null, void, blank, black hole, nil, nothing. That's the absence of money. Thinking of bills, that's another problem. Oh, this bill came in and that bill came in and that bill came in and that bill came in. There's a lot of thinking of bills, invoices, payments to be made. That's what comes in more and more. A lot of that is coming in more and more. And what about feeling happy about being able to pay the bills? Okay, that's a good feeling. That's a better vibration to have the feeling of happiness to be able to pay those bills on time. You have a higher level of money manifestation happiness, and that is the coming in of money, the presence of money. There is money. There is already money. There's more money coming in, and then there's a lot more money coming in. There's a lot and lot and lot more money coming in. There's a whole bunch of money coming in. Being able to think about money coming in and focusing on that is very, very important. I help my clients focus. I know how to solve their different karmic patterns because people are generally fighting this karma or that karma, going through this or going through that. There's a whole bunch of energies being released on top of them. It's literally as if you have all of these pipes, and all of these pipes are waiting, and they're waiting to send this torrent of negative energy about various situations. And in this case, since you're talking about money, then some of the energies they would send is lack, a lot of bills, sudden high level of bills, tiny, tiny bills, but huge bills and invoices. People coming back suddenly and saying, hey, you owe me money. This breaking, that breaking, this happening, that happening. As a result, all of these things are piling up and you literally have these pipes, etheric pipes. You have these pipes pouring this energy on top of people. Not allowing a person to get out of the vicious cycle of not having enough money. Helping people get to the place of abundance in their minds where all they hear is the sound of money. All they feel is a lot of money pouring on top of them. It's really good work. I love abundance personally, and I love being able to pay for things. I love being able to go somewhere and say, I want that, and being able to buy it, and or knowing that I'm going to get the money to pay for it. The feeling of being in that place, it is so empowering where you feel that you have goodness in your life. God is giving you good. Universe is giving you good. And all you have to do if you are not happy with where you are is to take your foot and take a step into abundance. Let's do a short visualization on feeling money. we can hear the sound of money in this visualization. Wherever you are, you can just relax, take a deep breath, can close your eyes if you want to. It is not necessary. If you're thinking of money, if you're thinking of how it feels, how it sounds to have money in our lives, a lot of money, how would it feel? What would it sound like to be in a room full of money? Imagine a room. It could be 10 by 10 with a ceiling height of 6 to 7 feet. And in this room, there are openings on the walls, round openings. There are 6 of these openings. Each opening is 1 foot in diameter. Suddenly there's a sound. It's a whooshing sound. You're standing on the floor of this room. The doors are closed. You are allowed to open these doors and leave the room anytime you want to. There are no other openings except for these 6 openings, a foot in diameter. You can also push on the button of a remote control which was given to you in your hand to stop the flow of money. Yes, there is a remote control that has been given to you. This remote control has a red button and you can stop the flow of money anytime. Suddenly you hear a whoosh. And it's coming. The sound is increasing as you hear something flowing, rustling, pushing itself towards you. And then suddenly you hear another sound, and it's another pipe from which you can hear some kind of clanging sound, the whoosh and the clinking sounds. And then you hear it getting louder and louder. You look at these pipes because suddenly things start falling out of these pipes. From 5 pipes, you've got currency notes falling. Dollars. Oh my God, what are these? You go and you pick up some of the notes that are falling out of these 5 pipes. And there are $100 notes falling out. 50s and 100s. A few 20s too. And they keep falling out of these pipes from 5 of the pipes. And the 6th pipe is releasing coins, shiny coins. These coins are falling, making a lot of noise. You hear the sounds of currency notes and you hear the sounds of the coins. And it's a lot falling down. It is still not deafening because the momentum of the notes and the coins, especially the coins, are being controlled in such a way that as the coins fall to the ground, they are flowing in a steady stream, but in a musical way. The sound that's coming is musical, and you find it so pleasant as your ears sharpen up. Your ears listen for these sounds even more. It goes on and goes on. And all you hear now in your reality, in your mind, all you see, all that your senses can experience is all of these currency notes and coins falling and falling and falling, making wonderful sounds. And you stay in this. Your senses are inundated and treated to the sights and sounds of money. Soon, the room starts to fill up. It's going past your feet. It's now reaching your knees. Do you still like the feel and the sound of money filling up these rooms? As soon as you feel good, as soon as you feel able, open the doors and exit the room. Do you feel good? Do you want to leave the room? Do you want to stay and swim in the money? Maybe you decided as soon as the money reached thigh high that you were going to press the red button. So we press it now, and the money stops flowing, but you're still standing in a room of money right up to your thighs. How do you feel now? Do you feel good? All of this money is yours. Your senses are getting accustomed to money surrounding you, to money being around you, to money being in your life. And whenever you want, you can call this money to you. Allow your senses to listen only to the sound of money falling in your life or coming into your life. You can come out now when you feel good. If you feel you have enough money, you can come out of this room. Take a deep breath. Open your eyes if they're not already open. Are your senses tuned to money? Do you feel that there is a lot of money in your life? Do you feel you can manifest money anytime? Do you think that your sounds, that your ears are sharpened and listen for the sounds of money? Do you feel you can smell money? Do you feel you can have a lot of money in your life? We are stepping out now, out of this visualization, and we are hoping that your senses are going to get tuned, and we are hoping that your senses are tuned and are going to get further tuned to the sound of money and to the presence of money. We are stepping into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. Taking a short break, listening to some music, and we're coming back soon. Hold on tight.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy.
That's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time. And I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
This is Sugan, the Are You for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. Hot guys. What's the definition of a hot guy? Generally speaking, when a woman considers a man attractive and handsome, she considers him hot. There's something about him, something in his face, something in his features, something in his smile, something in the shape of his lips, in the way that his eyes look at you, something about his hair. So nice to run your hands through it. So nice to have your fingers running through his hair. So nice to look at his skin and his features. Handsome, maybe classically handsome. Beautiful physique, broad shoulders, a nice body, a really nice body. Clothes, you know, are going to look good on this man. He can wear whatever he wants and he will look really good in it. That's a hot man. And of course, when he smiles at you and when he looks at you, there's a twinkle in his eyes. You love his smile and you love everything about him. You just want to take a deep breath when he comes by you. You want him to literally pervade your mind, your senses, and your body. That's a hot man. However, there is this rumor, general rumor. There is this rumor that hot guys are mean. Really mean. They're selfish. All they think about are themselves. All they want is to think about themselves all day long and what they want in life. It's all about them. Women get scared of hot men, even though they want them. Like them, want them. As a result of this, a lot of women let go of the hot man or hot men and move towards the not so hot guys in the hope that they can find a suitable partner, a partner for life. There goes the hot man because fictitious Jane thinks that she can never land him. And even if she does, that he's not going to be good to her. All he's going to do is think of himself. What does this do in... Okay, what does this do for manifestation? How does it help or hurt manifestation to have a belief system that hot guys are generally mean and that it would be hard to be in a relationship with a hot man and have him be good to you? If this is the belief system that fictitious Jane has, she sees this hot man, she starts to have this feeling that she cannot land him and that he's not going to be good to her. Starting out with this belief system, just because the rest of the world has made it that way. You have articles on this, literally. They did some studies about body proportion and men who are considered hot. So they made these groups of people, some hot, some not so hot, some completely not hot, unhot. And having made these groups of people, they gave them money to go and spend. They found, according to the study, quote-unquote study, men who are hot were less likely to give the money away to people who needed it. And men who were not so hot wanted to go and share it with others. That is not a platform to decide who's mean and who's not mean. So having a belief system that a hot guy would be mean to you would start to play or act against you right from the beginning. Right from the start, fictitious Jane is going to feel defeated. She's not going to feel confident that this hot man is going to be hers. Feeling bad that a hot person or a handsome person is not going to be good to you is like running with your legs tied. You're going to fall down. Fictitious Jane is going to fall down before she even starts to walk properly. Being mean and being good. A classically handsome man can be good and even better than a person who is not considered good looking. It is not smart to peg a handsome man as being mean, because here's the thing, consciousness tends to be happy. And when a man is handsome, he's good looking, he is recognized as being handsome and good looking, he's treated differently, he's treated with that respect, correct? He's recognized. That creates a happy consciousness. That creates a happy mind. And a happy mind actually wants to make others happy too. That's just how it is. When a person feels pretty and when they feel good, when they feel accomplished, they actually want to spread that out, and they actually give out this wave of being good and handsome and beautiful and kind and all of these good things. There is a happy consciousness behind this. To think that the man that you love or like, just because he's good looking, he's not going to be good to you. Fictitious Jane, no, don't go that route. Don't do that. It depends. If you naturally happen to fall with a person who's not so good looking, that's fine. But don't do it just because you think a handsome man is going to be mean to you in your life. That's not it. It could be that the handsome guy needs you in his life to balance him out. You could be the one person who could do the job, correct? You could be the balancing factor. It could be that the handsome man is smart enough, since he spent a lot of time in the gym and taking care of himself, he's smart enough to recognize what a gem you are. If you take out this belief system that a good-looking man is not going to be good to you and is not going to recognize you for who you are and for your good qualities, no, he's smart. That good-looking man could be very, very smart. He spent his life making himself look better and better, being healthy and fit, and doing good things for himself, thinking on his feet. So he knows when he sees something that is good. And when he sees you, he will know that you are good. It all depends on what you're projecting, Fictitious Jane. It all depends on what you are projecting towards him. Are you approaching him with your insecurities, or are you approaching him from the place of knowing who you are? What you are, who you are inside, what you're capable of, and your attraction factor. How good is your attraction factor, and how good is your love karma? How confident are you in winning and keeping the man of your desire? Again, it doesn't matter who you fall for, whether it's a good-looking man or a not-so-good-looking man. What matters is you don't let go of your soulmate just because he's devastatingly good looking, just because he's hot. And I mean classically hot, handsome man with good skin, good chiseled lips, beautiful eyes, gorgeous nose, good physique, a good beautiful voice, everything nice. I'm talking of those men. You don't have to give him up just because you think that you can't have him and just because you think you can't keep him. No, it could be that he's looking for you and you are just what he needs in his life. And you could be a perfect couple, having that confidence and allowing the law of attraction to work for you, soulmate manifestation. This good-looking man could be your soulmate. And all you need to know is if he is your soulmate. There is no need to turn tail and run. Just because he's gorgeous, he's not going to eat you up. He's just going to share his gorgeousness with you as you share yours with him. And you two could be meant to be together forever. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're signing off now. We'll be back in 2 weeks, Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time Until then, keep thinking of your soulmate, keep thinking of the money you want to make, and smile. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.
If you change your mind. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Sorry.
If you need me, let me know. I'm gonna be around. You got no place to go.
If you're feeling down, speech! I'm gonna make a speech, everybody. Yeah, get ready. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown high, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best, and you know why. If you put me to the test, let me try. Take a chance on me. Take a chance on me. We can go dancing.
We can go walking.
Let's get together. Listen to some music.
Maybe just talking.
You get to know me better.
You know I've got so much that I want to do. When I dream I'm alone with you, it's magic.
You want me to leave it there?
Afraid of a love affair?
But I think you know that I can't let go. You're all alone when the pretty birds have flown. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance for me.
Gonna do my very best, and it ain't no lie. Put me to the test.
Could you let me try? Take a chance on me.